Welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and checking in with us today is the speed merchant out of Hardin-Simmons University in Abilene, Texas, Xavius Robbins, one of the primetime sleepers in this upcoming draft, who put up a ridiculous 4.31 40 time in his recent pro day. You know, Xavius, lots of guys talk about running a 4.2 or a 4.3, but you actually went out there and did it. Do you feel like you really had to come up with that type of sick performance to make people talk about you, being that you're from a small school?
Yes, yes. I feel like, you know, I knew I had to come out and I had to shock the scouts. And I knew that it was going to be with the 40 time. You know, I trained about 6 weeks, really hard, intense training on speed, training with Super Phenom, training in El Paso, Texas. And I actually ran a 4.31 twice, once at the UTEP Pro Day, and then backed it up at the Abilene Christian Pro Day. And so it's been amazing. I showed consistency with it, and I do believe I had to do that to shock the world.
It's outstanding. Now, you know, your numbers during your senior year were just phenomenal. You had 89 receptions for over 1,200 yards, 13 touchdowns, and not to mention the fact that you had a number of touchdowns that you scored as a kick returner. You know, you look so fast on game film that sometimes you appear to be walking on air, but you also have a good pair of hands as well. What would you say your best assets are?
I'd say my instinctive running. I concentrate very hard when the ball is in the air as well. Like you said, I had 89 receptions, and I only had one drop on the season. And so, you know, when the ball is in the air, I have extreme concentration. And so I'd say my best assets are my concentration on the field as well as my instinctive running, along with, you know, being smart enough to pick up a new playbook with my 3.93 GPA.
Okay. And what type of system did they run out there in Abilene, Texas?
We ran a spread offense, 4 wide.
Okay. And do you get a lot of people telling you that you resemble DeSean Jackson a lot?
I get that a whole lot. My teammates, they put pictures in my locker of DeSean Jackson. And so, yeah, I've heard that a lot here lately.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And now, what's your favorite pass route? If you have one or two, do you have like one or two pass routes, pass patterns that you like? Any preferences there, or do you just like running those screens, catching the ball, and just doing everything on your own?
I love the game, so I love every bit of it. The screens, the deep passes. If I had to pick, you know, a couple routes, it'd be a corner post or a post corner. And then, of course, I love a bubble route or you know, just a two-step screen. Get it in the hands and let me work and, you know, have fun.
Yeah, and we could talk about your athletic skills all day, but we should also point out your academic achievements. You not only sported a 3.93 GPA, I believe that was as an undergraduate, but you were also one of the 16 finalists for the William V. Campbell Trophy given to the top student athletes in college football. How did you maintain such an excellent standard in the classroom and then go ahead and dominate on the gridiron as well?
I took the same approach to the classroom that I took on the field. I take it very seriously. I knew that football may not be, you know, an option in the future, and so I knew that I had to set myself up for, you know, being able to find a job and be successful in a different way. A lot of people don't know that I didn't miss a day of school from kindergarten all the way through college graduation. And so, you know, I take that onto the field as well. I never miss a practice. I never miss any meeting. And so I just take, you know, full concentration to everything that's, you know, on my plate. And so that definitely led to my success on both the gridiron and in the classroom.
So you're not only consistent with your 40 time, but you're consistent in the classroom too. Now, I know that, you know, many times you've given your father, Kevin, a lot of credit for molding you into the successful young man that you are right now. What were some of the things that he really drilled into you when you were growing up?
When I was younger, he definitely told me all the time that he was going to mold me into being a great person in the classroom as well as on the field. He wasn't going to, you know, lead me in one direction without leading me in the other. And so, you know, he kind of let me do, you know, just led me in the right too hard in football and he made sure I did my homework and went to class. And like I said, I never missed a day from kindergarten through college graduation. But my kid doesn't decide that until about high school. So, you know, he pushed me to go to class and make those grades, and he definitely gave me the incentives that I needed when I was younger to make those grades. And so, you know, he's been there every single day, and he's been pushing through this whole process with me, and he's definitely excited for me.
Yeah, and we were talking off the air about how you graduated early in 3.5 years, and now you're actually a graduate student. What did you major in as an undergrad, and what are you majoring in now as you're taking graduate courses?
Undergraduate was in marketing. I finished that with, like you said, a 3.93 GPA, and then I went into graduate school, going for a degree in marketing as well. I'm actually not in graduate school right now. I stopped this semester to pursue this dream that I'm going for, but if I don't make it, I'll definitely be enrolling in the school as soon as next semester. And so I definitely plan on getting my degree whether I make a team or not. The only thing that will change is when.
Yeah, and so in terms of your size, you're pretty much in the 5'9", 5'10 range, about 160 pounds. Actually, are you still 160 pounds right now, or did you put on any weight?
I'm at about 5'9", 5'10", 165 right now.
Okay.
And I'm actually working on gaining my weight now. Like I said at the beginning, I did a lot of endurance training and speed training at the beginning. And now I'm going to work more on weight training, but while maintaining my speed. And so, that's what we're working on now with my trainer. He's getting me on a lot of protein and a lot of carbs. And so we're doing it the correct way. So I wouldn't be surprised if I met you in the training camp around 175 to 180.
180. Okay, that's a lot of weight right there. So you're not worried about that extra weight interfering with your explosiveness at all then?
Not at all. It's actually this year at HSU I played at 175, and so I can still be explosive. But you have to train correctly, and that's what we're doing. And we're not trying to gain the weight all at once. We're trying to gradually gain weight up into a training camp, and hopefully I get up to about 175. I love to play special teams, and I know I have to gain weight for that.
Yeah, and talk about your special teams prowess. I mean, what does it take to be a successful punt returner or kick returner for that matter? Because, that's something that I can never picture myself doing. I mean, to me, it just looks like it's like a car crash waiting to happen. What type of mentality do you need to go out there and take on all of those special teams defenders that are just trying to just drill you into the ground?
You have to have fun. It just has to be fun too. It has to be something that you love to do, and I love to do it. I think you definitely have to. You can't drop the ball. That's first of all. And, I don't drop the ball, and so one of the things that you just have to love it. That's just the approach I take to the entire game. I love the game. I love every aspect of it. And so, I want to be a part of the car crash, per se, hopefully be the car that comes out of the pile and, takes it the distance. So that's what we try to do, and that's what makes it fun.
And, you were also a 2-year captain in college. What responsibilities did that come with?
I was actually a 3-year captain, it was voted on by the teammates.
Uh-huh.
So that just shows you a little bit about, how the teammates felt about me. And, all it comes with is, you have to be a leader. And I wasn't the most vocal leader. A lot of guys, my coaches actually told me I need to speak up a little bit more. But really, I was more of a leader by action. And so, we did have a lot of guys who would come to me and confide in me a lot of things. And on the field and off the field, I had to tutor some people. I was actually a tutor for all the business classes. And so, being the captain came a lot of eyes on you, so you have to set the correct examples. And, I loved it, and I plan on taking that same leadership to the NFL.
And you also did a lot of stuff in the community as well. What types of groups did you donate your time to?
I did Abilene Wildlife, Keep Abilene Beautiful. Actually did Meals on Wheels. I visited nursing homes, and it's not for me. It's really for kids. I've actually talked to a mentor of a lot of kids, And so, you know, it's been a lot of fun, every bit of it. You know, it's been for HSU, it's been for the people that I've helped, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And that's something I'm going to continue to do, you know, especially if I make it onto a team. I'll definitely donate, you know, my time to the silver organization.
Now, do you think you have what it takes to be a number one or number two receiver at the next level? Or do you think you're just a complimentary guy? Well, what do you think going in now?
As a competitor, I would love to be a primary or secondary receiver for sure. I feel like I can definitely contribute in the slot position. And even outside receiver, if that's where they want me. I know if I came in, I'd probably be on special teams and then, you know, play a little slot or a little receiver. But I definitely plan on working myself and earning a primary or secondary position on the team. And I think I'm fully capable of doing that.
Any slot receivers that you looked up to in the past few years, you know, watching NFL games? I know we brought up DeSean Jackson already, but any other guys out there, that, you know, guys maybe like Wes Welker that you kind of look at and you try to take things from maybe?
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of guys in the NFL that I look at and kind of, you know, I really even study their film and, you know, like Woodhead, you know, coming from a small school.
Uh-huh.
Welker, like you said, Shipley, Steve Smith, DeSean Jackson, all those guys together just give me hope and you know, build my confidence out. And by no means am I saying I'm any of those guys, but I definitely plan on, you know, making an impact the way they have.
Yeah, you brought up Steve Smith. Now, there's a guy that he is very, very good at taking a lot of those, you know, five-yard screens and then turning them into, like, 70-yard plays. So if you can learn from anybody, that would be the guy right there. And also, you know, throughout your off-season activities, let's say, you've been through, I imagine, a lot of interviews. You know, you've talked with a lot of NFL people. What types of questions are they asking you?
They ask a lot of personal questions, actually. You know, they ask stuff like, you know, are your parents still together? They ask stuff like, have you ever failed a drug test? Have you ever been arrested? Then they ask some stuff about your football season, of course, but, you know, they want to know if you have any kids or a girlfriend or, you know, just a lot of personal questions that I have no problem at all answering.
Right. I mean, there shouldn't be any character concerns with you, so... yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, what about your activities off the field? What do you like to do when you're not returning punts or you're not catching passes?
Actually, I love to go fishing, you know, with my dad. I love to go outside and just play with my brother. My sister just had my first little nephew, about 8 months now, Zachariah. And so I love to go play with him. I'm a family man, and so I love to just, you know, spend time with my family and, you know, make as many memories with them as I can.
Xavius and Zachariah. Sounds like you got a lot of Z's in your family.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was named after me and my dad, so we were definitely excited about that name.
Hey, Xavius, you know, we usually end our interviews with a little segment called Three and Out. I'm going to ask you three non-football questions. So my first question, first down, what music artist or band do you listen to when you're trying to get yourself psyched up right before a ball game?
They get me pretty hyped, and Eminem as well. So those hip-hop music is definitely where I lean.
Good stuff. And second down, second question, which female celebrity would you most like sharing a romantic evening with? That's my favorite question, so I have to ask.
Oh, man, I'm bandwagon with everybody with Beyonce. She's got it all.
She is the complete package indeed. And third down, third question, who is your favorite athlete outside of football?
Oh, man. Probably somebody like Chris Paul in basketball. Great character as well as a great player.
Okay, so you like the quick guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Xavius, I want to thank you for spending a few moments with us. I want to wish you luck down the road, and I'm hoping and I'm anticipating seeing you in an NFL uniform sometime next year.
Sounds great. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right. No problem. Take care now.
All right. Thank you.